News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
You will have heard the family at the centre of the Strokestown house repossession have moved back into the premises, at least some of them have. Well, last night, one of their friends, Donal Hanley, spoke to our reporter Shane Beattie and other media outside the house. He said the entire family are seriously traumatised by what has taken place.
Two of the family have moved back into the house. They're asking to be left alone. They're asking to be left in peace. They are seriously, seriously traumatised by what has happened. This family have been just thrust into the media spotlight. They're not used to this. They're ordinary country people. I have no idea about court orders or about anything like that. Do you know what I mean? I am just here as a friend of the families, trying to get a family back into their house and let them get ready for Christmas and get on with Christmas or get on with their lives.
Well, did they just decide themselves to go in this evening, or how did that happen?
The house has been just lying here idle and they decided they wanted to come back to their own house.
What if they are in breach of a court order then? I have no idea
about court orders. The family don't condone violence in any shape or manner at all whatsoever. Do you know what I mean? All they know is that they were thrown out of their house here last Tuesday. Do you know what I mean? And that's what they know. Do you know what I mean? After that, they don't know anything else. You know, it's not ideal living situations at the moment, but they just want to get on with their lives, you know.
Yes, Donal Hanley, who's a family friend of the family at the centre of this Strokestown repossession, he may have no idea about court orders or anything like that, but I'm sure Barry Ward does, criminal barrister who joins me now in studio. Barry, I suppose one of the features of this has captured the attention of so many in the country, and one of the features is the confusion around the use of private security firms and court orders and civil versus criminal and being in breach of them. So we're hoping you might be able to shed a bit of light on all of that. We'll start with this issue of the using private security firms, as opposed to some people wondering why the Gardaí are not involved. What's the issue there?
Well, where you have a debt issue and somebody owes the debt and the court has decided that debt is legitimately owed and all the rest, it's not a criminal matter, it's a civil matter. The guards are the part of the criminal enforcement aspect of the state. So where a crime has been committed or suspected or alleged, that's when the guards get involved. So where you have a civil debt between two entities, an individual and a bank, or an individual and the state in the case of revenue, for example, it's not the guards who go in to resolve that. It is somebody else. In the case of revenue, it's often the sheriff, for example. In the case of a bank, it might be a private security firm. It's important to note, however, that in the context of private firms, there is still regulation of them. So we have a private security authority here who's responsible for regulating them, training them, and they have to wear certain identity and all the rest. But the guards don't get involved in going into private property to enforce civil judgments.
Now, people who've seen the video, quite a distressing video in a lot of respects, have been commenting that there are guards there. Who would have notified them? Or is that kind of par for the course that often the guards would be just told this was happening?
Well, as I say, if the guards are concerned that an offence is going to be committed, or if they've been alerted to a potential problem, they might be present, but they don't usually get involved. So we've seen this before, another high profile one in Dublin in North Frederick Street, where the guards were present because they had been advised that there might be an offence committed. But it's something that works two ways. For example, if somebody was concerned that a private security firm was going to illegally enter onto their land, that is also an offence, and they could also notify the Gardaí. So the Gardaí are really there to preserve law and order, public order, etc., and that's why they might be present.
And I assume, and look, I don't want to comment on this case because even that video is a segment of a much longer incident, and you'd be kind of naive to draw conclusions just from that on its own. But where private security firms do use force to remove people from properties, I assume then you're starting to tiptoe towards criminal issues there, where you're kind of physically picking up someone and removing them from a property. What's the issue?
Yeah, I suppose it, reasonable force can be used to remove somebody if they're in breach of a court order, and the people are empowered to do that under essentially by carrying out the direction of the court. Excessive force is never justified, and if the guards, I'm quite sure if the guards are present and they saw it, that they would intervene. They're not there to represent one side, they're there to represent the people and to protect public order and to avoid essentially any offences being committed and to protect anybody who might be the victims of those offences.
Now, this is a civil matter, but once one of the parties is in breach of a court order, does it become criminal?
Well, yes and no, but this is a civil debt, so no in this instance. If a court orders you to pay a fine and you don't pay the fine, that becomes a criminal offence and something that can be enforced by the guards.
So say in this situation, and again, let's talk about a hypothetical. Let's say people refuse to leave a property and then a bank or whoever it is goes to the guards and says, look, we have a court order here for repossession and they're not leaving it. They're trespassing on what's essentially our property now. The Gardaí don't get involved?
No, because it's a civil matter and people all over the country will have had this experience with disputes they've had with their neighbours over boundary fences and things like that. Anytime they go to the guards and say that, the guards will say that is a civil matter. It's something that has to be resolved in the courts and there are other mechanisms there. The guards are really concerned with criminality, preventing criminality and investigating criminality or alleged criminality.
And finally, before I let you go, Barry, what about the argument that some people are making that, look, this would be an awful lot clearer if the guards just did get involved from the get-go?
You'd have to say that I think that would be a real retrograde step. I mean, the guards have a position in society. It's really important for them to maintain their independence. They're there to protect us, ordinary members of society. The idea that guards would be going into people's houses, removing them from their houses, I think is a really bad idea. I think in Ireland particularly, we have a particular view of evictions, which I'm not saying is unjustified. I mean, I understand the emotional attachment to evictions in the historical context. The guards who are there to protect law and order, to protect us as citizens, the idea that they're going into private homes, removing people from their homes, I don't think anybody thinks that's a good idea. And the real danger is that that would undermine the Garda's independence within society and the view that we have of them as people who are there to protect us all, not private interests.
But they would be ensuring the law is implemented. Isn't that what they'd be doing?
Yeah, but the law takes many different forms. And their job really is to ensure that the criminal law is implemented. They're not there to enforce judgments for banks. And they don't want to be there to enforce judgments for banks. However, if they see somebody involved, I mean, burglary is a term we use, for example, if you enter onto a premises as a trespasser to commit any offence, not just theft. If they see somebody who's involved in that kind of thing, they will intervene because that's a criminal offence and that is their role that is given to them by the Oireachtas and the people. So they would quite correctly get involved in those circumstances. But if you have a bank or even Revenue or anyone else who has a debt and says, these people owe me money, go in and get it, that's not what the guards are there for. The guards are there for us, for the people. And I don't think any guard wants to be going into a house removing anybody from it, particularly this time of the year, however justified that might be.
All right, on that note, criminal barrister Barry Ward, Barry, thanks a million for speaking to us.